Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are diving deep into the Golden State Warriors, and Steve Kerr had some very interesting comments yesterday, Joe. I said on the front end, you know, I think Steve Kerr is under the most pressure this year and has the toughest task, more so than any other head coach in the NBA. Oh, but the Knicks. Oh, but the Lakers. Oh, but no. Steve Kerr has got three superstars that are 35 years or older, and they're all starters. Oh, and by the way, you're adding another starter that's 39, going on 40, and Al Horford. But then you got some young guys that you want to lean on, some youth, Moody, Pajemski. You got Jonathan Kuminga now back into the fold. What's Trace Jackson Davis and Quentin Post's role going to be this year? You bring back DeAnthony Melton. What's his status at? What's the body look like there? Seth Curry, it's great. Now I'm seeing some different reports, and we got Nick Friedell joining us in about 23 minutes, covers the team for The Athletic. Cousin Nick is back in the Bay. Can't wait to talk about it all with him on the River Islands guest line. I guess what they might have to do with Seth is like an exhibit, and I'm not going to exhibit the rapper, but exhibit like 9 or 10 or something contract where you like bring him in through training camp, but then you waive him, bring him back in a month. I don't know the exact details of it, but we'll ask Nick about it because it seems a little complicated, and I want him to make it not complicated. But Seth Curry will be here for training camp and some preseason games. That is cool. Steph Curry gets to play with his brother on the Chase Center floor as a teammate. That's pretty freaking awesome, and I'm excited about that. Right? Like, that's a cool moment.
It's super cool. Yeah. I mean, that's like the coolest.
It's the coolest.
I mean, and it's authentic. Like, they both have earned it, unlike, you know, Bronny and LeBron, which is just fabricated.
Oh, stop.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You would relish at the fact playing with LJ in some intramural baseball league.
But that would be organic.
Stop it.
That would be legit.
The Shasky and LJ show in the morning roast.
Hey, Bronny had some moments last year. Some. The golf swing looked good in this offseason. It's all about I could say about that. But, you know, there's that. 888-957-9570. By the way, Lakers, Warriors this Sunday, preseason game 1. Can't wait for that. Skinny Luka, LeBron back. Hey, Jonathan Kuminga, are you going to stand up, Warriors fans, going to the game and give JK a cheer when he gets announced? Like, where are Warriors fans at this morning? JK is here. You're bringing in all these players.
I don't know about standing ovation.
No?
Well, it's a preseason game.
Yeah, but it's going to be fun. See, I do like basketball preseason because they play their stars, though. I've been to many a preseason game at Chase Center.
It's an open run.
No, but like, I will actually get to see the players that are going to be playing in the regular season play on the preseason game, which is something for me. I can't expect that going to a Niners-Raiders game. They're like, oh, great, I see Brock for a drive. Awesome. See ya. Like I spent all the money for that? So there is something to be said about going to a preseason game. No, there's no stakes. That's why it's fun, too. I love taking the little ones to those games because there's no high stakes. No one's getting messed up at a preseason game. If you are, get a life. Everyone's having a good time and I can just watch the stars play. It's an exhibition game. So, and how's it going to look? This is where you start tinkering with certain lineups. This is where you are. If you are Steve Kerr, where do you bring in Jonathan Kuminga? How do you use Brandon Pajemski, Moses Moody, this minute allocation? This is where it all starts to happen. Training camp this week. And I am so grateful of the fact, if I'm a Golden State Warriors fan, that JK didn't miss any training camp time, that these guys, the Al Horfords, the Anthony Meltons, these guys coming in aren't missing any time. That's important.
Do you need to hear from them before you're ready to move on?
Jonathan?
And assume that he's in. I'm just asking the audience, you, everyone in general. Does anyone care what he has to say? Do we want to hear from him right now?
That's a good question. And what would you want to hear from him if he is to speak to the media?
I don't need to hear anything from him. I just assume that he's going to be like he's always been, which is ready to go.
He's going to come in and say, hey, I love playing for the Warriors. I want to be a Warrior for life. This was negotiations. I'm all in on this season. Let's go. Let's work together. And I hope we can win a championship. There you go. Simple as that. And then they're going to ask a bunch of different questions. How are you feeling about this? What's your relationship like with that person, with this coach, whatever? And he's probably going to say, it's all fine. It's all good. You know, it is what it is. Let's go for it. That's, I think, what fans are hoping for. What you don't want is what Stephen Curry talked about, you know, making or breaking the season if you bring in a certain attitude to the locker room. That is now where we are at. And what we don't want to see is a disgruntled locker room in its stemming from Jonathan Kuminga.
I don't think
that's what's going to happen either, but that is what cannot happen, is what I'm telling
you,
Joe.
Sure, sure. I mean, like, but normally in these situations, guys understand what's going on and they're professional and they go about it in the appropriate way because they also know that, like, guys talk. And, you know, whatever you do here is going to permeate throughout the league.
You want to hear from Stephen Curry? I know we talked about all the Jonathan Kuminga angles, but where's Steph on with this roster right now? Here's what he had to say a couple days ago at Media Day.
With this last little piece that needs to settle, I think I'm extremely happy with a different look. You know, we're just trying to carry the momentum that we have from last year. Understanding getting through an 82-game season is the challenge for every team, but especially a veteran team. But the way that we finished and the record that we had, and obviously before I got hurt second round, like, we were a relevant threat. And I think we've gotten, you know, better. Tough to lose Loon. Like, that's a big deal, knowing what he meant to our franchise. But we have a lot of pieces that are going to have an opportunity to take that next step, you know. Like, every NBA season, I said the same thing last year, probably at the podium right here. We started 12-3, and then all hell broke loose for a good couple months. So, like, you can only do what you can to control just your mentality going into the year. And I think it's really optimistic and positive around here, and that's how it should be.
Did anyone ask him about his offseason in terms of the actual hamstring?
I don't think they did about his health, because I think we all assume that he's fine. We can get on that, though, in the back to see if he even
mentioned
anything.
It's just something that I think about, you know, those injuries to end the year. Sometimes we kind of forget about them, and we don't realize that they do linger into the offseason, and there's just a change in maybe how you go about it or precaution that you might do to avoid injury in the future.
Well, remember the talk of the playoff series in the Western Conference semis against the T-Wolves, that had the Warriors just won a game after, you know, the initial one, that they would have extended, Steph would have come back. That's what the rumors were, that he was going to return.
I'm iffy on that.
I know, I hear you, but that was what they were talking about. So that tells me, Joe, that if he was going to be able to come back in that series, that it was probably... This is probably a big number.
Well, remember, they were more than rumors. Steph confirmed that was the, quote, plan.
That was It was the plan. We don't know if it would have happened. We would have had to have seen it come to fruition. Never got that opportunity. You lost four straight, and the rest was history. But it's a fair question. I mean, it goes back to these guys getting older, man. Like, the fact that you blew that 3-1 lead in that first round, that contributed to more wear and tear on the soft tissue. Well, and it's going to be something to monitor.
Losing to San Antonio at the
end
of the
year.
I know.
You could go to so many of the Harrison Barnes, the Clippers overtime loss. Yeah, you're kicking yourselves with how it ended, but let's remember how you got there. It was a lot of fun basketball. We were having a blast. Joe, our first show together on the new iteration of the Morning Roast, me taking over for Bonte, me and you, we were reacting to Luka Doncic in that trade, in that craziness. And then that was the week of the Super Bowl, by the way. And then the Super Bowl happened, and then Jimmy Butler came to the Warriors. But oh wait, before that, there was rumors, oh, Kevin Durant, you know, we have Anthony Slater saying he's leaning. Hey, if he had a was a betting man, yeah, maybe Kevin Durant's gonna come to the Warriors. Wait, what? But then you get the blue balls of not getting KD, but you settle for Jimmy, then you go on this massive run, and then you win the first round of the playoffs, you're feeling good. You're getting Ant-Man. You're getting Julius Randle. Oh, my God. Then Steph gets hurt. Jonathan Kuminga plays well. It was just a whirlwind, and it was just in a matter of months. You had to just take a deep breath and take a step back, and that's what we did, and that's what we're coming back to right now, Warriors fans. You've able to absorb everything that has happened these last few months post-playoffs. How are we feeling about this team? in this roster and going forward? And your question marks are what? 888-957-9570.
I'm not going to think about this once the practices start going and games start happening. So I'll just ask you this right now.
Ask it.
You think Kuminga was happy with the way it played out in terms of his agent?
Probably not. Like, happy is not the word I would use, but, you know, I think he's going to accept it. He has to.
Would you say that the agent did his job? I'm not sure I have an answer. I'm just asking.
Well, I would need to know at the outset what JK told, or JK's team told Aaron Turner what he wanted.
Like, well, he told us, the audience, and anyone who would listen, that they would not accept a team option, 1 year essential deal.
Now, was that of Aaron Turner's doing, saying that to JK? Did JK?
I'm just going off what he said.
No, I understand.
On every podcast.
But I have a hard time, I guess, and I'm not trying to sound like a you know what here and not answering the question, but I don't know what those conversations are like between JK and the agent. Like, there's a big give and take here. And that's why I have a hard time saying, oh, it was JK that took a big fat L. Well, what if the agent just didn't know what the hell he was doing? Like, is that JK's fault? I was like, well, he's the one that hired him. I was like, yeah, sure, but maybe he doesn't after this. Maybe that's the proof is in the pudding, Joe. Maybe he moves on from him after this, this debacle, if that's what you want to call it.
Yeah, time will tell.
Time will tell. What's the word that you would, like, I don't think he's happy about it. No, I don't.
Probably underwhelmed overall.
Yes, underwhelmed. How about disappointed? He's probably disappointed that this is how it played out.
What if it was day 92? It was September 30th when the deal finally got agreed upon. What if it was July 1st as opposed to June 30th?
I think we'd look at it differently.
What do you mean?
I think fans would look at it differently because they've had a couple months to just exhale from the JK saga and be like, okay, now it's training camp. JK's back. This whole thing's been settled for a month. We don't have to talk about it anymore. Because we would have already been talking about it. Had he settled in July, we'd have been talking about the team itself and the roster going forward.
Probably.
We would have been talking about Al Horford and that addition. We would have been talking about D'Anthony Melton a little bit more. You know, the Seth Curry acquisition now. We would have been talking about, you know, the rookie, Will Richard. What are you going to get from Will Richard? What are we going to get from Pajemski? What are we going to get from Moses Moody, Keith Santos, Quinton Post, Trey Stiles? We would have been talking about all that other stuff. But we haven't been. We've been talking about Jonathan Kuminga. So, yes, it would have mattered how we talked about the team, Joe. But I don't know if it would have mattered for the team itself, if that makes sense. I don't, like, because they're all going to be there for training camp now, right? It's all good.
So then, okay, even if he didn't lose anything financially, do you think he lost a little something to a certain segment of fans?
Maybe.
And maybe he doesn't care. Maybe it's irrelevant. Maybe most people don't care. I don't know. I always find these stalemates very interesting.
Well, that's why I'm kind of asking where the fan base is on Jonathan Kuminga right now heading into the season. 888-957-9570.
Because I see a lot of people, like, saying, like, A, the team won. B, the, you know, Kuminga won. See, it's a win-win. Like, I'm seeing responses all across the board. And just as a Warrior fan, I feel like for right now, I'll take it.
That's kind of where I'm at. Like,
all right, let's go. Let's see what we got. Let's do it. We need him. Let's go.
Let's get this guy into the building, which they did. Let's get him practicing with his teammates. Let's figure this thing out as a team right now. And that's what Steve Kerr's going to have to do. That's what the leaders on this team are going to have to do. That's what everyone is trying to do right now in that Warriors organization, is getting on the same page. And if they could do that, that's going to be a major feather in the cap of this organization. Getting on the same page as a roster going forward is going to be a major.
It is wild
here.
To me that we spent 90 something days talking about a guy who I'm not 100% sure will crack the top seven of their rotation every night.
Well, we'll see.
Like, I'm not sure. I don't know where he falls.
How's it going to look? How's it going to look? And that's what I'm very curious to see. Even a preseason game, Joe, as we talk about the preseason with the Niners and what are you looking for, and like a Pearsall or a Michael Williams, I'm curious to see how Jonathan Kuminga looks with some of these other players. I get it. It's an exhibition. But just getting out there in front of the people goes a long way.
Just having fun with it.
Have fun.
If it's a pie chart.
You love your pie chart.
Who's got the bigger slice of winning? Dunleavy or Aaron Turner, the agent?
I guess because you had the team option attached to it, and it was a 1-1 there. I guess if you're going to do the winning and losing, I guess Dunleavy.
But this feels as close to 50-50 as I can think of.
I heard a lot of people saying, like, well, if this was always on the table, then he could have taken it months ago. So this is obviously an L. But then, as you mentioned, Joe, like, what's the biggest difference between a month or two ago than now?
Well, frustration.
That's it. How I feel as a fan. That's the biggest difference.
Well, we also, I'm assuming the other players on the team aren't agitated by it. But again, we got to let it play out.
I guess heaven forbid we didn't get, Al Horford and D'Anthony Melton, their NBC Bay Area little graphics and little things on media day. That was what was really devastating for everyone. JK not being there to do their rejoins for the morning roast on 95.7 The Game.
But
we already have one, so we're good. Hopefully we get that rejoin with D'Anthony Melton. Oh, actually, we might already have that. And Al Horford, that's the one I need. I need Al Horford saying now back to the morning roast. So hopefully that gets done. That is what I'm looking forward to. And Will Richard and Alex Toohey as well. Pat Spencer, maybe. Can we get a Pat Spence one? That'd be nice. Before we get to Nick Friedell in about 10 minutes.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.